Only 1 in 3 people have easy access to quality green spaces. We're part of a pioneering £1 billion mission to bring nature back to UK towns and cities. The feature is written by Director of Access and Conservation John Orner Ornstein, and it's read by Glenn McCready.
Our lives are overcrowded, overexcited, overstrained. We all want quiet. We all want beauty. We all need space. National Trust co-founder Octavia Hill's 1895 words still ring true today. She believed that nature wasn't a luxury, but an essential part of a full and happy life. That belief led her to set up this conservation charity, dedicate her life to the protection of green spaces for people and nature, and find ways to make sure everyone could enjoy them. Her vision is the reason the Trust's new strategy continues to put people and nature at its very heart. More than a century later, science confirms what Octavia instinctively knew, that spending even 15 minutes in nature can improve your mood, reduce blood pressure and heart rate, and help you focus. Many people find meaning, beauty, and purpose in the natural world, and of course, when green spaces thrive, so does the wider ecosystem. Yet nature can feel out of reach. Even though 85% of the UK's 70 million strong population are town and city dwellers, a 2025 official statistic from DEFRA, the Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, shows fewer than half the people in England live within a 15-minute walk of a good quality green space, which is free to access with a variety of plants, trees and wildlife species. In some areas, this drops as low as 1 in 10. For too many people, their only daily glimpse of nature might be through a screen. That's why a coalition of organisations, including the National Trust, Natural England, the National Lottery Heritage Fund and others, has launched Nature Towns and Cities. It's a new mission to bring nature back into everyday life. Over the next decade, it will work with 100 towns and cities across all 4 nations of the UK to improve urban green spaces for all. We have big ambitions for nature towns and cities to help tackle current inequalities in urban green spaces. Over the next 10 years, we want 5 million more people to have access to nature close to home. And we want to make sure at least 1 million more children can play in nature-rich spaces on their doorsteps. We know spending time in nature makes people healthier and happier and brings communities together, and that thriving towns and cities draw in more investment. Nature benefits too. More green spaces mean more room for plants and wildlife, and also serves to help mitigate the impacts of climate change. In hot weather, city centre temperatures are on average 4 to 6 degrees Celsius higher, that's 39 to 43 degrees Fahrenheit higher, than in the countryside, with the dark, hard surfaces of buildings and roads absorbing and storing heat. More green space can help balance out that tendency, while trees can help improve air quality by absorbing pollutants, such as nitrogen oxides emitted by traffic. Quality green space can help to reduce flooding risk, slowing down surface water runoff so water can sink into the ground, reducing the pressure on drainage systems. The mission has begun with £15.5 million of Heritage Fund grants for the first 40 towns and cities. The funding will help local partnerships co-design plans with communities for improving their networks of green space. Leading the way are Birmingham, Plymouth and Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole. They've been officially recognised as nature cities and nature towns for their ambitious plans to put nature at their heart through improving community pride, health and well-being, nature recovery and climate resilience. Over the next 10 years, we hope to unlock £1 billion of public, private and philanthropic investment into urban nature in places like these. The challenge is urgent, but there is still time to act. 10 years from now, we'll look back knowing many more people can enjoy the kind of spaces Octavia Hill dreamed of, where, as she said, whispers of better things come to us gently.
The Power of Planning in Nottingham. A young volunteer in Nottingham says, "Since planting trees is a long-term thing, it's cool to know that I'm having an impact on this area and that it will be here long past me." Helping more people reach quality green or blue spaces close to their home starts with a clear roadmap for where to go. Nottingham is one of the pioneering cities which has already developed a vision and plans for the area, and its approach has helped shape nature towns and cities. The City Council's Green Space Strategy, launched in 2024, aims to make nature an essential part of people's everyday lives and for the city to become carbon neutral by 2028. It's a bold vision supporting well-being, children's play, sustainable travel and community outreach, and embracing nature as a vital force in the city. The plans are already bursting into life in the city centre. A new park, Greenheart, opened in September 2024 as part of a wider regeneration project. It's a haven for people and nature, with spaces to sit and take time out among the bees, butterflies, newts and other wildlife making homes in the surrounding plants and ponds. The city's heritage is woven through the park's design, with the wetland area nodding to the marsh that was once here and a statue to celebrate the role of women in the area's historic textile industry. The Nottingham Green Guardians programme gives thousands of people the chance to volunteer and become part of the city's greener future. Most of the more than 440 regular volunteers are between 25 and 44 years old, bucking the trend of this age group participating the least in volunteering nationally. The volunteers have already planted over 50,000 trees to help capture carbon and support nature recovery.
Community change in Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole. A community member in Bournemouth says, "During recent health problems, the events have been a focus of positivity, balance and enjoyment in my life. The guided walks encourage me to go outside. Mindfulness sessions have ignited a daily practice to be aware of nature and the changing seasons. Previously, I'd visit a park a couple of times a year. Now I enjoy our parks every day." The ambition for nature towns and cities is huge, and it will take many organisations working together to achieve it. Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole, united by a single local authority, is one of the first areas to be accredited and is already showing the power of working with partners and people in the local community. The Parks Foundation is a small, independent charity which has worked alongside the council to bring parks to life with their respective communities. One such is Winton Recreation Ground, Winton Rec, a neighbourhood park in a residential, urban setting north of Bournemouth Centre. Over recent years, it has been transformed into a lively space for community groups, schools and local residents, its changes driven by community views on what they would like to see there. On any given day in Winton Rec, alongside the usual joggers and dog walkers, you might find a group building bug hotels as part of the Foundation's Green Skills Work Experience sessions for young adults. There'll be families joining a guided butterfly walk and survey, or volunteers serving a local knitting group in the community cafe, with all profits going back into local parks. There's a new pond, wildflower meadows, and trees and hedgerows. The Parks Foundation is now working in dozens more parks across the Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole area, as well as running a lively programme of events to help people connect with nature and each other.
The Next Generation in Bradford. A young person, age 9, in Bradford says, "I like the new parks because they have trees, flowers and places to play with no cars. We can ride our bikes and see butterflies and birds." Bradford is Britain's youngest city, with nearly a quarter of its population under the age of 16. As part of Nature Towns and Cities, Bradford plans to build on years of work looking at how nature and green space can play a part in helping make the city a brilliant place to grow up. A long-term research study, Born in Bradford, has highlighted a lack of safe green spaces close to where children live. In areas where people had access to green space, birth weights were healthier, there was a reduced risk of depression in pregnant women, and better mental well-being in children. The benefits of nature are often greater in communities that need them most, which often have the fewest family-friendly green spaces nearby. The research helped to make the case for millions of pounds of investment in green spaces in the most deprived areas of Bradford. The council's landscape design and conservation team have been working to bring playful, child-friendly green places to neighbourhoods where they're most needed. New spaces such as Kashmir Park, Britannia Gardens, and Attock Park have been co-designed with the community and the support of programmes like Join Us, Move, Play, Better Start Bradford, Greener Girlington, and Make Space for Girls, which encourage better childhood health and well-being. Last year, when Bradford was the UK's City of Culture, it radically altered its city centre, replacing the dual carriageway that severed it with a new pedestrianised space. Norfolk Gardens is a new biodiverse park right in the heart of the city. Funded by the government's Transforming Cities Fund, it has plenty of benches for relaxation and areas where people can cycle and work. There are wildflower meadows and a new cherry tree boulevard.
Nature Connections in Belfast. Alexi James from Ulster Wildlife says, "We want the local community here in Belfast to have the confidence and skills to take action for nature. Local people will be at the heart of the improvements and will support them through training and chances to network. Northern Ireland's capital is surrounded by natural landscapes, including the Lagan Valley and Belfast Hills. But not all Belfast residents have the same access to green space and nature. As in Bradford, higher income households in the city are almost twice as likely to live near quality green space than those with the lowest incomes. The Breaking Through Barriers project will look for ways to address this disparity. Over 3 years, Belfast City Council and Ulster Wildlife will explore how to bring people and nature together. They'll consider how they might improve their existing parks and open spaces. They'll also look for opportunities to green the grey, for example, by planting thriving spokes of green formed by trees and plants along commuter routes and the city's network of alleyways and peace walls, physical barriers which divide some communities in the city. The vision is for this green network to increase nature in neighbourhoods for communities and make the city more sustainable. Northern Ireland is the 12th most nature-depleted country in the world, so it's crucial to plan ways to provide wildlife habitats across the city. In the ever more present face of climate change, green surfaces will help soak up heavy rainfall and keep the streets cooler on hot days."